by delving into the feisty world of community apps and message boards. Might be innocent, but I thought I'd post it. Wow. Each episode, I'll be joined in my online curtain twitching by a different guest, including James Acaster, Tanya Moore, and Josh Jones.
Why? That was such a useless comment, Val. Why you naked?
Welcome to The Neighbourhood with me, Jade Adams, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting next Wednesday night at 11:15.
And right now on Radio 4, it's time for the man they call Milton Jones.
When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out. Milton. He's got a bag for your mild demand. Troublemaker.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Some people just don't understand evolution. I was talking to an Australian recently, and he thought that he came from Darwin. We need to be asking the government difficult questions like, how did you know how many census forms to send out? My uncle was one of the last people to have one of the old lead pacemakers. He died quite recently. Lovely man. We buried him with a heavy heart. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Amazing, isn't it, Pauline? All these international leaders and big business people gathering for a summit, and just a few miles from where we live.
Oh, and look at all these protesters, Anton. They seem really angry with the government.
You can't just sack the Prime Minister willy-nilly.
That's not even his real name.
Look, some more VIPs are arriving.
Down with Davos! Down with Davos!
Shush, Polly! You don't want to get on the wrong side of Davos. He was the bloke who invented the Daleks.
No, Milton. You're thinking of Davros. Davos is the World Economic Forum where all the top minds meet to discuss what the next steps should be.
Good thinking. Daleks can't cope with steps.
Well, I've been looking online at what all these leaders and billionaires get up to behind the scenes.
Don't believe those silly conspiracy theories, Pauline. These people aren't really aliens from another planet.
But the Queen is a lizard.
Milton, really?
Why do you think her friends call her Liz?
Anton!
Oh, Milton, look, it's Nadia, my niece. I wondered whether she'd be here. She's always been a bit of an activist.
Oh, I know Milton, Uncle Anton. We met a while back.
Oh, yes, I was gluing myself to the road, and you suggested that it might be a good idea to do it as part of some sort of protest.
Yes, well, we can't do much about the VIPs that arrive by helicopter, but when a gas-guzzling car comes along, we can let them have it.
Yes. Well, not everyone can afford electric vehicles.
Nonsense. I bought these for 62 quid on eBay.
What?
There's a circuit and hand controllers too. Look.
Look, here comes the real one now. Come on.
I'll quickly glue myself to the road again.
And I'll throw little nails in front of the car.
But it won't work. These people are experts at avoiding tax.
Here goes. We forced it to stop.
Mind you, this is a real, lovely, top-of-the-range electric car.
Oh, hello there, everyone. So lovely to meet you all. Is there a problem of some kind?
Yes. You think turning up in an electric car makes everything okay? I recognise greenwashing when I see it.
So do I, like when I put Anton's white shirts in the wash with my elf costume.
So that was you, was it, Milton?
Maybe, but I definitely didn't add the pesto.
You, chap lying in the road.
You mean Milton? He's glued himself to it.
Yes, I recognise that voice. Milton, it's me, Jonty.
Jonty, my old friend from school. I would get up, but...
We used to be inseparable.
Glue has played such an important part in my life.
We got our first Saturday job together in a supermarket. We were paid to push trolleys around the car park.
Paid? I'm pretty sure it cost me a pound a time.
Of course, we lost touch when I went off to college.
Oh? What did you study?
Retail and communication, specialising in sincerity.
I didn't realise you could study sincerity.
Oh, you really can. I'm not just back here for the forum. You see, I'm also the CEO of Foodbins.
Foodbins? The eco supermarket that's eliminated packaging.
Although they weren't so pleased when I found someone removed it.
Milton, those were banana skins.
So I wasn't the only one who slipped up.
Well, the thing is, we're opening our newest branch in your town. Milton, come along tomorrow. I'd love you to cut the ribbon.
Best not, after that mix-up opening the typewriter museum.
Well, how about you, Anton?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I'd really appreciate it.
I'd be delighted to.
So I'll see you all tomorrow at Foodbins.
Thanks a lot.
The protesters were angry, and I had some sympathy. I know that in some parts of Britain, due to hunger and lack of education, lollipop ladies are being licked to death. We were dealing with powers we couldn't understand, which reminded me. During the Second World War, my grandfather worked on a special project to harness one of these unseen forces.
Air Craftsman Jones, I've been sent to check up on the progress of this so-called top secret Project X.
Sir, I believe we can win the war by harnessing one of the most awesome powers of nature.
Of course, the atom.
No, sir. Luck.
Luck?
If you'd like to follow me to the hangar, I can show you this. A specifically modified Lancaster bomber.
Good gracious, Jones. Will it fly? It seems a little asymmetrical.
That's because it has a wing and a prayer.
And the propellers are a little unconventional.
The very latest Clover technology, sir. And over here in the cockpit...
Oh, ow, ooh, ow, ouch.
Mind the horseshoes. Here's our brave pilot.
All right, me old China.
A bona fide chimney sweep. And once we get over German airspace, we deploy another secret weapon, Lucky Heather.
Hello there.
She's being dropped behind enemy lines.
By parachute?
Yes, she's not that lucky.
Right. And that assembly underneath, the two huge poles with short ones between, is that some sort of bomb rack?
No, sir. It's a big ladder. By merely crisscrossing all of Germany, we can ensure that the entire population has walked under it.
Clever.
Right. Let's get this show on the road. If you'd like to do the honours, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. Very well.
Yes! A double six straight away. Well done, sir. Quick, let's go.
The plane's propellers don't seem to be turning, Jones.
No, sir. The noise isn't the plane. We plan to cross the advancing German lines with these giant mechanical black cats.
Oh, my word.
Meow at will.
I have a very, very good feeling about this, Jones.
Thank you very much, Wing Commander Macbeth.
Oh. Yes, well...
Back to the drawing board. Yes, Nadia suggested the unseen forces were conspiring against us. I said glue was an unseen force. She said she was thinking of a different culprit. I asked if this was Carl Pritt, a member of the well-known glue family. She said she was talking about someone who might even be in government. I said, could it be Priti Patel? She said, probably not, and could I leave her alone now? But the next day, we went to Jonty's newest branch of Foodbins for the official opening. Although it wasn't quite where we expected it to be.
Hello, hello. You are so welcome to my latest branch.
Jonty, what on earth's going on? Why did you build this shop in the old quarry? The only way in here is a single-track dirt road.
Ah, well, you'll see why soon enough.
Jonty, we've been publicising your new eco-supermarket. Social media, word of mouth. Any means to round people up and get them there.
But it turns out Mumsnet is just supposed to be a website.
Not a method of catching mothers.
I threw the small ones back.
Anyway, people are loving that you reused a derelict site and kept the old track.
Ah, because of its lower carbon footprint.
No, because it gives the middle class the perfect justification to use their 4x4s.
And here they all come.
Well done, Jonty. It really is the world's most eco-friendly supermarket.
A truly eco-friendly supermarket would be staffed entirely by dolphins, and humans would have to learn their language for a more authentic click-and-collect experience.
Just look at this place. The food really is in bins. Kidney beans, cornflakes, pasta shapes.
Apple cores, empty bags of crisps.
No, Milton, I think that's just an actual bin.
Tasty, though.
So you bring your own containers, bottles and bags and refill them?
Yes. And to reduce fuel, we have our own underground network of pipes for balsamic vinegar and virgin olive oil. Although we're having trouble getting that last one to work.
Ah, that'll be virgin media olive oil. That day, food bins made record profits. They'd got this whole lack of packaging thing in the bag. But Jonty was nowhere to be seen. Finally, we found him alone in the cloakroom.
Jonty, is something wrong?
Leave me alone, although I really do appreciate your concern.
Oh, Jonty, come on out.
I'm sorry, everyone.
What's the problem, Jonty?
Well, I've just been having a good look at my business.
I'm not sure we needed to know that.
No. No, the company accounts. If these sales figures are right, then I'm almost a billionaire. Oh, the horror.
Ah, now I understand. No, I don't.
Basically, you've realised that money can't buy you happiness.
No. The reason I don't want to become a billionaire is because I just don't want to join the billionaires' club.
Because you can't afford the subscription. No, hang on.
Look, yesterday I had a meeting with Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk.
Really? Just out of interest, where do the billionaires' club meet?
A tiny cafe in France. Bezos was thinking of buying it.
The cafe?
No, France. Anyway, they just wanted to tell me about the obligations that come when you pass that billionaire milestone. I mean, you don't understand. If I become a billionaire, then I'll have to... Well, I'll have no choice but to...
Pay tax.
No. Worse even than that. Once someone becomes a billionaire, they've got no choice but to go into space.
Of course.
Yes. What? Why?
For years, people have dreamed of firing a man into space.
And once Richard Branson started appearing on phones, trains, and adverts...
People dreamed of firing him into space.
But if I shut down all the tills now, then I'll stay just this side of being a billionaire.
And I can help. Look, this app shows your current worth.
Golly, look at all those nines. Just 59p, short of a billion.
All right, just nobody buy anything. And Jonty, stop trading.
Yes, have a break.
Have a Kit Kat. I can get you one of those if you like.
No, don't buy it from here. Great, now I'm a billionaire. Hello? Richard. Yes, I know. Yeah, thank you. Yes, I know. Yeah, okay, bye. Yeah, no. No, thanks. I'm with BT Broadband.
I take it that was Branson congratulating you and telling you you have to go into space now.
Indeed. So now I really need your help.
Well, if there's anything I can do, although my days as a test pilot are over.
In my experience, test pilots don't actually like you popping into the cockpit and asking them quiz questions.
But... can you help me put a rocket into space?
Actually, I think we'll make a really good team. As I said, I was a test pilot.
And I have a degree in physics.
And I know all the technical language.
Then prepare for launch.
How do ham and cheese toasties sound?
Launch, Milton, not lunch.
I'd always been deeply inspired by the first man on the moon, Lance Armstrong. Although, who knows if it was true now, with all that happened in his subsequent cycling career. Anton said we also needed to build some kind of a special aircraft to take the rocket out of Earth's atmosphere. And it wasn't long before supplies began to arrive. Looks like the wings are here.
Ah, did you order from Boeing or Airbus?
Nando's. You can't do all that space stuff on an empty stomach.
Oh, no, look. Musk and Bezos are doing an unmanned test flight of their rocket. It's already on the launch pad.
It looks great. We could really do with a rocket like that.
Jeff Bezos. Of course. Why didn't I think of this before?
Milton, what are you doing?
Ordering a rocket on Amazon. It'll save us months of work.
Look, everyone, their rocket's taking off.
Oh, good. The Track Your Delivery says it's on its way.
Milton, you don't think... by any chance, you might have accidentally ordered that actual rocket.
Maybe.
How well do we know our neighbours?
Why?
It's probably not important anymore.
What was that? Next door has just been flattened into 1,000 pieces.
Don't worry, it's old Mr. Jenkins and he's away at the moment.
And he likes doing jigsaws.
Well, losing a rocket won't hold those guys back for long. They've got a whole team of experts in California working the problem. If only we could break in and gather some intelligence.
Jonty, I want you to know that you're talking to a man who once set up a bureau for espionage called Intelligence Limited.
Even so. Come on, Milton, let's do this.
Before we knew it, we'd broken into the secret Tesla test center.
Right.
We're now entering Elon Musk's secret compound. Now, remember, he makes driverless cars, which means the defense mechanisms of this research facility are highly sophisticated.
Did the owl really tell you all that?
No, Milton. I'm just saying we need to operate with a level of professionalism and teamwork. Let's just stick together. Please tell me that wasn't your glue gun, Milton.
Let's just say where you go, I go.
Right.
Shh, you two, someone's coming.
Look at that, there's a car, but no driver. Isn't that just amazing?
If there's no driver, why don't we all just rush and get in it?
Yes, come on.
I can't believe we're doing this.
We're in.
Please fasten your seatbelts.
Certainly.
Not with glue, Milton.
Error. Liquid detected in seatbelt mechanism.
I just can't get over the fact that this car is entirely driverless, and it's completely silent, too.
Hang on, what's that noise coming from the glove compartment?
Ah, it's a tiny little man.
Who are you?
I'm Eugene, the driver.
The driver? But I thought...
The whole thing's a fraud. Musk has imprisoned a tiny driver in the glove compartment of every Tesla. We have a TV screen to see the road and a little steering wheel.
How do you stay alive?
Boiled sweets.
Of course.
But I've only got one left.
Milton, I don't like this at all.
You're right. I hate the pineapple ones too.
Musk, come with us, Eugene. We'll get you to freedom somehow.
With respect, Musk is very clever. How do I know you really know what you're doing?
Relax, little man. Anton will talk to the owl.
Why don't you at least try to escape from this facility?
You're joking, aren't you? Have you seen that perimeter fence? It must be 2 feet tall. As far as I can see, escape is impossible. Oh, crikey.
The owl clearly thinks different.
I'm free. I'm free at last. Put me down.
We later rescued Eugene after he was dropped in the forest. But he made a successful recovery, swore revenge, and now lives happily in a converted barn owl. Meanwhile, back at Food Bins, the day of the launch was fast approaching.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Coming, ready or not.
Milton, what are you doing?
Playing hide and seek with Jason, my pet goldfish.
Isn't he always in his goldfish bowl?
You're right! He is! Found you!
Milton, we haven't got time for this. We need to find some space helmets fast. And you're playing with a goldfish. Wait a minute. Space helmets, goldfish, recycled transparent spheres. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, but if Jason the fish owned a helmet, it would be way too small for me.
No. Milton, use Jason's bowl to put over your head.
But I'll drown.
Milton. Anton, I'm afraid I've some bad news.
Milton won't drown?
I've just had a call from Richard Branson, and they've changed the rules of the Billionaires Club. Apparently, now it's not just enough to go into space. You have to go to Mars.
I'm suspicious. From the pictures I've seen of Mars, it looks like exactly the sort of place they could have faked the moon landings.
But this is great news. We should go there, but in an environmentally friendly way.
Nadia's right. Now, what recycled material can we use for the rocket? Something lightweight but strong that will get us to Mars.
Shopping trolleys.
Yes, and those hire bikes that people use and leave wherever they like. Now, where can we get both of those things?
Of course, to the canal. We were a committed team focused on one project. And at last, I put the final nail into the rocket's emergency inflatable life raft. But after ordering a new one, we reviewed our progress.
Well, we have a spaceship made of completely sustainable materials, but I don't know how we're going to find a non-carbon-based source of power.
There is one element that isn't in the periodic table.
What?
The element of surprise.
I'm not sure that helps us, Milton.
Come on, everyone. They said an eco-supermarket like Food Bins would never work, and I proved them wrong. They said people wouldn't bring their own containers, and I proved them wrong.
They said I couldn't make an edible stepladder. But who was it who fell flat on their face?
Well, we need a huge amount of natural propulsion to get us clear of the Earth's atmosphere.
Excuse me, chaps.
Whereabouts are your lentils?
Over in aisle three, madam.
Lentils, of course.
The cause of the most natural gas there is.
And it often incorporates the element of surprise.
What we need is some green way to pump so much pressure into the fuselage of the rocket that it can power us to Mars.
Excuse me again. There seems to be a problem with this olive oil dispenser.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam. It's quite stiff. You'll need to give it a good pump.
Well, I suppose it's worth the effort. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Wait a minute. If we can harness this lady's middle-class determination to pump olive oil, think of the power we could generate from 1,000 pumps.
You're right. Everyone, get into the rocket. I'll just make a little announcement.
Good morning, shoppers. Just to say that the new seasonal delivery of Cold Press Extra Virgin Olive Oil is now available from every pump in the store.
Okay, everyone. The pressure's building. 3, 2, 1, lift off. We're not moving, we're stuck. Why aren't we moving?
The rocket's built from trolleys and we forgot to put a pound in to release the one at the bottom.
That's done it.
Right, let's get this show on the road.
And then glue ourselves to it. It would take 4 years to get to Mars. We experienced the punishing rigors of space travel, including suspended animation. A download of Toy Story 2 got stuck for 3.5 years. Eventually, we all fell into a deep sleep. I dreamed of a simpler life back on Earth. Having said that, I'd always been a maverick. Even when I had an ordinary job, I'd introduce new methods all the time. Hello there. Mr. and Mrs. Carter, here for the second viewing.
Yeah, hello, that's right, yeah.
Not a problem. Excuse me a moment.
Come on. Here, boy.
Oh, how lovely. You've brought your pet along.
Pet? I don't think so. Jake here is one of the last remaining working estate agent dogs.
Is he a border collie?
He's on the borders of a border collie.
He's quite small, isn't he?
But deceptively spacious. Shall we go in?
Right, well, as you know, we are keen to buy in the Catford area.
Sorry, would you mind calling it C-A-T-ford, please?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, we really love this kind of muse.
Again, M-E-W-S, please.
Oh. Does this dog do anything helpful at all?
Well, he can show you around the house.
Oh, great. Shall we start with the bedroom?
Actually, he's not allowed to go upstairs.
Really?
Let's just say he got so excited by one particular house, he left a deposit. Come by.
You're talking to the dog, right?
No, you. I just want you to get on with the buying.
Fine. Well, if we made an offer, you know, do you think they'd take 10,000 below the asking price? Okay, all right. All right, 5,000 less. Oh, fine. We'll pay the asking price.
And I'll put that offer in straight away.
Great. So what happens next?
Well, if it's accepted, then it's over to the seller's solicitor's working dog.
What does it do?
He runs off with the phone and buries it for 2 weeks. Then he and the solicitor play dead.
Why?
No one knows. So, if you could just sign here.
Get off. What is this stupid dog doing?
And just instinct, I'm afraid, guiding you towards the pen.
Do you know, I think maybe we should go away and think about this.
Yes, come on, let's go and see that other place. You know, the one that was on with Foxton's.
F-O-X! I've done it again.
Sorry.
Back in space, we were suddenly awakened by an alarm. We'd landed. All around us was red dust. But in the distance, through our visors, we could see an intriguing structure.
Look, there's a terraformed area under that huge glass dome.
Wow, imagine the size of the goldfish that was in there.
I've got a feeling this must have been built by Elon Musk.
But how are we going to get in?
You're right. We can't possibly guess the entry password he'd have set.
How about 1339X Delta 7?
How did you...
People often use the name of one of their kids.
I reckon it's safe to take our helmets off now.
Oh, that's better. There you are, Jason. All yours again. Good idea. Float on the surface for a bit.
Oh, look! It's Elon Musk himself. He's coming over.
Welcome to Mars, or should I say, my home?
You're an alien!
Of course! So that's why you have all those unearthly ideas.
It's Jeff Bezos.
Welcome to our home, the smallest planet in the solar system.
Well, it doesn't look that small.
Well, actually, it is only 400 yards across, but then I have my delivery guys wrap it up in cardboard and packaging.
You don't impress me, Bezos. What did you make of the ultimatum I sent?
It never arrived.
Annoying, isn't it?
Richard Branson.
Hello, chap. Sorry I'm late.
Did you come by train?
And now you know we are not of your planet. Let us all reveal to you our true appearance.
Oh!
Yes, we all look like Richard Branson.
Three alien life forms who invaded Earth.
There was a fourth, but he went AWOL.
Noel Edmonds?
Of course. Now, which one of you is the one they call Jaunty? The one with the treacle voice who we want to offer infinite riches to stay with us?
I am Jaunty.
Don't be silly, Milton.
Thanks, Milton, old friend. There's no need to sacrifice yourself. I'm Jaunty. I say, what a great space dome you've got here.
That voice. Of course, now I know why you lured Jaunty to Mars. You'll never get away with this, Musk. It'll be a scandal back on Earth.
A scandal that will go on and on.
What do you mean, Milton?
Elongate.
You're right, though. We need someone who can communicate our brilliant plans without sounding a little bit evil. I mean, what is so unpalatable about wanting to harvest the best brains in the universe and create a super race?
Like with huge hurdles and a massive water jump.
No, Milton. He's talking about something far more sinister. I'm sure Mr. Musk can give you a demonstration of the eugenics.
Allow me. Sweet dreams are made of this.
No.
Who am
No, Milton. That's the eugenics. Musk wants to mess about with human genetics.
Of course. I know what you mean. I come from a family of geneticists. In fact, DNA is in my...
No, enough. If you refuse, then we will have to imprison you here forever.
Not if one of us just happened to have ordered an escape pod before we left Earth.
You can't fool us, Jones. Amazon deliver the next day, but you left Earth 4 years ago.
But I didn't order it on Amazon.
Package for Milton Jones.
I ordered it from Parcel Force. We ran to the pod and took off. The 4 years in zero gravity passed pleasantly, thanks to the easiest game of Kerplunk ever. Eventually, we were back on Earth, where Jaunty had some good news.
So, it seems Food Bins has gone bankrupt. I'll never be a billionaire again.
Oh, how nice.
Can I offer you all my sincere thanks?
Oh, I'll never grow tired of that voice.
You're welcome, Jaunty, but I'm sure those three will be back one day with their mixture of ruthless genius and branding. To them, the rest of the solar system is virgin territory.
Sounds like Richard started already.
Oh, Milton, I meant to say, well done on ordering a recyclable space pod.
Yes, in theory, we could just take off again and go back to Mars.
No, thank you. I never, ever want to go into space again.
Hear. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
Well, everyone, time for lunch.
Sure. 3, 2, 1, lift off!
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence, and Justin Edwards. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey, and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.
And Dead Ringers is our 6:30 comedy tomorrow on Radio 4. In 15 minutes, just after The Archers, Front Row will be reviewing the trilogy of plays marking